You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast, and today is Tuesday, March 16th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. Wake up, I see the coppers. Bear Gillis, survival guide extraordinaire, notes that he is, quote, only too aware that an effective team on a high mountain relies on honest communication, having a shared purpose, a culture of can-do and want-to, rather than politics or one-upmanship, encouraging faith in each other, encouraging trust, and an ability to share weaknesses as well as strengths, an awareness that vulnerability creates bonds, and where there are bonds, there is strength, a determination to make it together, where humility is a virtue and kindness really matters. What a key and all too true reality. A culture of can-do and want-to, rather than politics or one-upmanship, is so vital to a healthy organization. I often come across individuals who have heard similar lessons and encouragements, but who have still not captured the truth of the matter. They work hard to make people feel like they can do or want to, only so that they can have others do the work while they take the credit. Ironically, these types of people are finished before they ever get out the gate. In order for individuals to have a can-do or want-to attitude, you have to allow them to actually do something, and not just do something, but to actually own the project, make the calls, accept the responsibility for failure, but more importantly, own the credit for success. Often the reason why this is so hard to do as a leader is that you have to let go of something very difficult to let go of: pride. You have to let someone else get the praise if things go well. Someone else gets the spotlight. Someone else gets to have fun with the project that you would like to have fun with. In doing this, there is nothing but a can-do and want-to attitude that is constructive. This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music.
Like a fool-hearted lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.